Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Mayor Julian Castro says we're in the decade of downtown and inner city development is a priority. But is the closing of Main Street near King William a step forward or backward in that plan? This week, the San Antonio City Council is expected to vote on the street closure that HEB has requested on Main Street so the grocery chain can expand its downtown headquarters into a major campus. There's been a lot of back and forth on this issue. Some groups that at first were against the proposal, they're now on board, but others, they're not convinced yet. And we want to hear what you think. Give us a call. Call in at 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. We're joined this half hour with Bob Weiss. He is in the studio. He's the president of Imagine San Antonio. Welcome to The Source, Bob.
Thank you, David.
And on the line, we have Sue Ann Pemberton. She is the president of the San Antonio Conservation Society. Sue Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Bob, you are saying that you're not convinced. You don't think the closing of Main Street is the wise thing to do for this project, right?
It's not the wise thing to do, we don't believe. We believe that cities have grids that are important for connectivity in the city proper, and to to close streets to create super blocks as Hemisphere Park is a super block. That's a good example of what happens when you close streets. They're going back and putting the streets back very much like they were originally. So we think that the connectivity, the access to the center city from the south side of San Antonio is important to the community, to the neighborhood, to the vitality of the city.
Now, so a super block, so it's a huge clunk of development in the middle of downtown, hard to get around.
Correct.
And so it slows down traffic flow. But the city did a study, and the study says it won't be that bad. Actually, it would be good for downtown to close that part of the Main Street.
All we've seen so far is a draft study. We haven't seen the final study, and it's curious that all this is happening so fast. We only got the draft study.
It's six items or less. That's why this is going so fast.
Right, exactly. We feel like, again, David, that this is rushed. What is the big hurry? What's the emergency that they have to do this so quickly that they can't give the citizens time to comment on this, that they're just pushing it through against the will of the citizens, it seems like. The will of the citizens has been established in the various master plans and transportation plans that exist in this part of the city that show that as a main thoroughfare.
Well, the citizens that would be most impacted by that are the folks that live in the King William neighborhood. And they have an association, neighborhood association. Originally they were skeptical, but now they are on board.
They are on board. They're as not opposing. It's kind of confusing what the wording was in their last statement. It doesn't say that they're opposed to closing South Main. It just says that they're more or less not taking a position on it. I may be interpreting that incorrectly, but that's what I understand.
Well, Sue Ann Pemberton, you are with the King. We are with the San Antonio Conservation Society. You have your headquarters right there on the Wolf House, right in the middle of where this activity is. And y'all were against it at first, and then you changed your position. So what changed?
We got more information, for one. The first decision was based on a lot of, I guess, hearsay and outside information. When we took a step back and looked at the bigger picture of the Arsenal property and its history and the purpose of the society, which is to preserve and encourage the preservation of historic buildings, objects, places, and customs relating to the history of Texas, the preservation of the whole Arsenal property as one contiguous piece of land made a lot of sense from a preservation standpoint for us. It was one piece of land, or at least one connected piece of property from 1859 until 1949 as the Arsenal compound, the federal compound, and that to us was a period of significance, which in the historic preservation terms, it's kind of the area that was most important. Main Avenue did cut through there after in about 1949, and to help with vehicular circulation, a lot of traffic and things like that. Since that time frame, the highways have been constructed around, so it's relieved a great deal of the north-south traffic that was a problem in 1949, and the traffic studies kind of proved what we didn't know, I guess, and that has the impact of the traffic, how much traffic it does there really have on the Main Avenue property. So from a preservation standpoint, we think that having it as one historic district, which it is, it's a National Register Historic District, that having this one district is more in keeping with the original character of the property.
So you're saying that originally it was connected before because it was the arsenal, and we had
the commander's house.
Mm-hmm. And that was part of the arsenal, and then later they put the main street through. And so, Bob Weiss, is that a factor for you?
Well, you know, I appreciate that perspective. I think it's important that we preserve the history that we have in San Antonio and in general in the nation and the world. I just think that somebody is using this as an excuse to close South Main instead of the reason to close South Main. They're using this as ammunition in their drive to close South Main. I respect what you're saying, Sue Ann, and I feel like if you look at what they're doing with the property on the other side of South Main Avenue, it's not historic. It doesn't relate to the original design. It's just making the property contiguous, which to me is less important historically than the actual buildings themselves, I think, which are preserved, the arsenal buildings and the building across the street. Nobody that I know of is trying to restore Alamo Plaza to its original configuration. There's talk about that. There's a lot of places that Main Plaza is not in its original configuration. I just think that it's not a valid argument at this point in the discussion. It comes late in the discussion, and it doesn't really, it's not driven by the need. It's just an excuse, if you will.
So the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you've got a question or comment, do you think the San Antonio City Council was rushing through this? So, Sue Ann, what do you think about what Bob is saying there?
I think that there are historic buildings on both sides of what Main Avenue is now, and that the master plan that we have seen, and it's in the schematic phase, does tie together the blocks and incorporates the historic structures from the arsenal time period. It opens up the entrance to the commander's house on Flores, which now it's a public property. It will always be a public property. It's a park, a heavily used community center, but everybody accesses it from the rear off of Main. The master plan offers an opportunity to enter the structure from Flores, which is the front.
Okay, Sue Ann, we're going to continue this conversation. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take listener calls. The number is 614-8980. What do you think should happen about Main Street near HEB headquarters? Should it be closed down? City Council is going to vote on that this Thursday. Call in. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Undemocratic, unacceptable, a rush job. That's what critics are calling the planned purchase of closing of the Main Avenue as part of HEB's planned expansion of its headquarters just south of downtown. With me in the studio, Bob Weiss. He is opposed to the expansion. He's asking a lot of questions. He's president of the Imagine San Antonio. Sue Ann Pimbleton is the president of the San Antonio Conservation Society, and she supports the move by HEB. We want to hear what you think. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Let's get Rebecca on the line. Rebecca, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. I would like to see HEB close Main Street. I attend to the commander's house for my Bunko Club gatherings, and we usually have to end up parking in the back of the building. So I would rather see an entrance to the commander's house from the back. Plus, HEB provides us with our lunch, and they have to cart it around, you know, across the street to bring it to us. I would like to see it contiguous. What's the difference? The health system, University Health System, bought Leona Street so it could be a continuous campus there at the Robert B. Green campus.
All right, Rebecca, those are good points. Thank you so much. So, Mr. Weiss, there's Rebecca. She is a person who would be directly impacted by this, and she's in favor of it.
Well, I understand her position on that. One thing I would like to bring up is that if South Main is closed, the traffic that is currently going down South Main, with the exception of the HEB employees themselves, the streetcars or the transit buses, the cars, the bicycles, the people that are walking down the street would all be rerouted down South Flores or through King William. Some people are going to automatically take the path of least resistance and drive their cars through King William. So I don't see the advantage of closing South Main to the King William people, residents down there. But we feel like that South Flores is already a very crowded street. You divert a lot of that traffic or most of that traffic down that street, it's going to make it even harder to get down. It's also going to make it harder to get into the entrance to the commander's house from South Flores because there's going to be more traffic to cross if you're going south. It's just going to be a much more congested situation over there.
Okay, another caller. We want to get on the line. Maria is on the line. Maria, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. My concern with this action has to do with my own philosophy and that of a lot of people, that we are on a path where we turn over public spaces to private interests. And I'm against that. In addition, there is not a broad, good process for the citizens to have input. Like has been stated, this issue has been rushed, like a lot of other issues, including the Univision building that I was involved in. In addition, if we're going to use the philosophy of respecting the history that goes back to the arsenal back in the 1800s, we really need to go back further than that and honor the indigenous history, where Main Avenue was what I call a human path that went parallel to the acequia that connected the missions. So let's go back to that if that's the philosophy that's going to be used. So I am very much against it and very sorry that there are not enough public spaces for the public to have their say and their opinions respected.
So, Maria, obviously I recognize your voice, so you're Maria Badia Zobel, former city council person.
Exactly.
Okay, so thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that. So Sue Ann Pimbleton, Maria Badia Zobel, very influential person in San Antonio. She, you know, a lot of people follow what she says, and she says don't close it.
I understand her point of view. And as a rule of thumb, the Conservation Society does not support the closure of streets either, which is part of the reason that we made the decision that we did initially. But we feel strongly that the preservation of the compound and the long history of the arsenal does merit the closure of Main Avenue. I think that the history that she's discussing isn't there, and it wouldn't be there even if Main Avenue was there. We're not going to be able to see that indigenous history that she's discussing. One of the concerns that we have as a society and one of the things that we hope to talk to HEB about is really understanding the acequia, which they have done in the past. They are good stewards of historic properties, and that the acequia will continue to be a key element or recognized as an important part of our history. Even through their development of the potential, you know, one piece of land, the one site that we have.
Now, the arsenal backs up to the Riverwalk, right?
Yes, it runs along the San Antonio River.
And when you walk along the river, all you see is this fencing on where the arsenal was. You don't really see any kind of development or inviting way to go check out the arsenal, which is a historic site that, and it's pretty interesting to look at when you get close up.
Right, there's a street level, and then there's the river level, just as any of the other areas of the river in downtown.
Okay, so what about HEB saying they could spend $100 million to expand that campus, which would have all other type of beautification and amenities that could come along with that? Has that played a role in your decision-making process, Sue Ann?
I think the enhancement that it has, again, for the commander's house, and the site and the orientation for that, the ability to access it from Flores from the front door and get rid of the chain link fence that's currently along that entire property line is a compelling one. And it would contribute back to Flores, which it does not right now.
So, Mr. Weiss, HEB, they're trying to be a good neighbor, a good citizen, but also they're a corporate entity, and they're trying to do what's best for their long-term survival, and certainly no one wants to see them leave downtown.
Of course. And we don't have a problem with HEB. We love HEB just like everybody else. They're my HEB as well. But I feel like this taking of public property, as Maria just said a few minutes ago, is uncalled for. That there are other options that they could consider. Imagine San Antonio has developed 3D models of various scenarios, different design ideas that they could accomplish the same growth by not closing with and not close South Main at the same time. So I don't believe that they have done their due diligence among themselves, but also respecting the community at all. There are, as I said, master plans, community plans, transportation studies that overlay this area that show South Main as a major thoroughfare, bikeway, and, they're just ignoring all of the citizens that worked so hard over all the years to develop those master plans, recognizing South Main Avenue as open, and they're just, without any input from the public.
But then again, you got to be flexible. You got to improvise sometimes when opportunities pop up, and you're not locked into that plan.
Well, I don't think HEB is being flexible. And as I said, I don't have a problem with HEB in particular. It's just that in this case, they're only looking at one option. They're not, as far as we know, they haven't shown us any other option except in their proposal. The drawing that was attached as an exhibit to their original proposal showed South Main Avenue open.
Okay, I'm going to get another caller on the line. Bennett has been waiting. Bennett, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Well, I think my thinking is that HEB perhaps is looking at its own pocketbook by not proposing pedestrian overpasses over Main Street or the possibility of pedestrian underpasses underneath Main Street, and that would, I think, satisfy all people's ideas. You have Main Street open, and you have free access from one side of the Main Street to the other.
Is that something that would be doable, Mr. Weiss?
Well, we looked at that, and we looked at a number of other different scenarios. We believe that their property, the Arsenal property that they occupy currently, is underutilized. That there's a parking lot that occupies at least, if not more than half of their property at the Arsenal, on the east side of South Main, that is could be developed with a parking garage and put that office building that they propose on South Flores over there on the east side of that parking lot, if you will, looking out over the river. It'd be a much nicer view for the employees of HEB than to be looking out on South Flores. I just think it makes more sense to make that property more dense, and if they really want to do something for the city of San Antonio, they could make that a big park over there that surrounded the commander's house and would back up to their grocery store.
Yeah, but this is their outfit. They know they're going to do what's best for them. I mean, we can't impose our ideas on anyone.
But they're imposing their ideas on everybody else, the citizens of San Antonio.
Well, they got to run through city council.
But they didn't do. They haven't run the traps. It hadn't been to HDRC. There are a lot of public. There are meetings that should have happened on this all along.
Okay. And so there was, according to an email we got, a traffic study draft presentation to the King William neighborhood claimed that most of the traffic on South Main is HEB employees, and then that there's, and that would just increase if they go to this plan. So Sue Ann Pemberton of the Conservation Society, are y'all looking at this traffic situation? Is that part of your calculus?
We did look at the presentation that was given to us and the questions that we had regarding the amount of traffic, the reconfiguration of the traffic. We thought that it dispelled a lot of the rumors that we had heard and a lot of the ideas that caused us some hesitancy on the whole project.
All right. Okay, well, this is coming to a vote to City Council on Thursday. And as you said, Mr. Weiss, apparently they have skipped some steps. We'll see if they hold the phone or if they push through. We'll see. But thank you much for joining us for Imagine San Antonio. And Sue Ann Pemberton, the president of the San Antonio Conservation Society. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.